Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Okay. Follow-up of something we talked about in the regular old show. Said we would get more deeply into on Extra Funny, no pun intended, is this story from the pornography industry. And they're saying that they are having a shortage of male porn stars, men who want to be in porn. Do they even make movies anymore of these? I mean, I don't know how it works. Do they make movies anymore?
I don't know. I don't think so. Unless there's like a DVD market for them. I don't see feature length films.
So there was VHS, then there was like DVDs, and then like online, it's not movies.
No,
it's like real life or like reality show. What do you?
Some of them are scripted, but they're just not movies, like lengthy movies like they used to make.
I gotcha. Which is understandable because were they that good? I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, were they that, I mean, you know, cheesy.
Oh yeah. I think every thing in amateur acting is cheesy.
Yeah. Like no one's like, you know, that's a great script.
Or, oh my gosh, he's so believable.
Yeah.
You know, like in the old porn movies and all, you know, they always make the stereotypical, you know, the pool guy or the grocery delivery guy, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh God.
Husband's out of town.
Yeah. This is the neighbor. The neighbor's coming over.
Yeah.
Good.
But it says that, and this article is from the UK. So, it says that a lack of chaps keen to have energetic, creative sex with some of the most beautiful, adventurous women in the world and be paid for it. I hear you cry. Surely not, but yes, truly, there is a shortage. Okay. So even somebody that's writing an article about trashy porn stars in Great Britain tries to write it like Shakespearean theater. Like, just, you know, we could do without all that.
Yeah, we don't need it.
So I guess this Bonnie Blue is a popular person in that arena right now. She's British or Australian or something. I see her name in a lot of these articles about OnlyFans and things like that.
That's the one all over social media trying to make the records.
Yeah, I guess so, because it says, though you might read about queues of men, meaning long lines of men, willing to take part in Bonnie Blue's stunts, it's a massive problem elsewhere. Porn producers regularly hold auditions for new male performers, which they advertise on X. Auditions that consist of their turning up and having sex with the women of their dreams, but generally no one shows. So it's kind of like those old CD signings that we used to do with the Ace and TJ show. Nobody would show up.
Similar.
The reason why is somewhat of a mystery. It's been a regular moan for the last decade. We hear a good deal of bravado from men on social media until it's actually time to show up and sign release forms. And they're trying to figure out why this is. And it may just be a sign that, I've always heard that men don't make nearly the money that women do.
Yeah.
In this industry that men don't even make, like, it's not a, well, what do they call it? It's a pay gap. And the men need to demand equal pay.
Is it, why would that be? I mean, I guess they don't do as much work or I don't
know. Well, the consumers are usually not paying. They don't care who the man is most of the time.
Oh, gotcha. They're paying for to see the woman.
Right. Yeah, because it's men who are buying most of the porn.
Sure.
Let's see. It says maybe porn being blamed for every societal ill is also a factor. We know young people are becoming increasingly having less sex than previous generations. It also said in here that that when they do show up and it's time for their audition, so to speak, they said that when they're surrounded by actors, camera crew, producers, wardrobe, makeup artists, and a usually female director barking, "Now get an erection," he'll often find himself incapable and humiliated. So.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
There's just not a farm league out there for young male porn star.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe it's that fewer and fewer guys are wanting to be trash.
Could be. And I think more and more women are doing it because of OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Like you see, I can't pull up Instagram search page without seeing, what do they call them? The bops or whatever. Mattress actress. Yes. That's what I was thinking of.
Well, and with so much OnlyFans stuff, and they're doing that at home, right? Don't they do all of that stuff at home? And a lot of it is just the women by themselves.
A lot of it, yeah.
If they have a man, it's usually the same man, right? Mm-hmm. Like it may be their boyfriend or their husband or something.
Yep.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... I can't imagine my son coming and saying, "Dad, I went and auditioned for this acting gig."
Like ever. Or your daughter being like, "I needed more money. I joined OnlyFans." Like, never. No. I will give you as much money as you want. You do not do that.
Yeah, I'll take on another job.
Yeah, yeah.
But... what's happened is that they have destigmatized it so much, and you know, to basically it's a blueprint of the left wanting to strip all American cultures and decency out. Mm-hmm. That's why, you know, faith is an enemy to the left. Family, the typical family unit and support of a mother and father and values and all of that. That's an enemy to the left. So they just rip it all apart. So that's what they've done. And that's what all of this, you know, don't kink shame. You can't kink shame somebody. That's all to just get people to shut up and allow the culture to be ripped apart. This is a good sign that, you know, guys are not wanting to be involved in any of that trashiness.
Yeah, but the women are even worse, and it's like cool to be on OnlyFans. I'm like, you know, or they're saying it is, but it's not.
Because you know, they say I can't make this much money being a waitress part time. Yeah. I make my own hours. This most of the time is young people who have not been taught proper values.
Right.
I'm not bragging, but I know that my daughter has been taught, you know, right from wrong and proper values and everything. Absolutely. Even though I may not display or my wife may slip, and this doesn't mean that we're perfect or anything, but I may do something that is not, you know, that goes against my values. And we all do, but instilling in your kid right from wrong to make those times fewer and far between is the key. And but if you got so many broken homes now, and you got so many, you know, selfish parents who are just constantly going through life with their own desires in mind and not thinking about their kids. And then they end up with kids who just don't know the difference. And when they get to be adults, they're like, so what?
Yeah. Like I was watching this podcast. My parents are totally cool with me doing OnlyFans. Like, I give them some of the money. I help support them, and they're so cool. They even watch my videos. I'm like, like, that. This is what I'm seeing, like, or hearing on these and I'm like mortified. She's like, yeah, this girl, this person I'm talking about was like, I make $175,000 a month. And I'm like, you ain't that cute, first of all. I don't know how. I mean, you know, how is that even possible? And I don't know if they're lying to get other people to try to.
Yeah, maybe it's a pyramid.
Could be. OnlyFans pyramid.
But hold on. I got another observation about this that may make a lot of people mad. But, perfect. I mean, only scummy people.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it.
Now, back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
Okay, so a minute ago, Lindsay said that she had heard this girl on the internets who does OnlyFans and said that her parents are very supportive. She gives them money and they're fine, and then they'll even watch her on OnlyFans. Now, here's the thing. If you have an adult daughter or son, but in this case, let's just focus on the daughter. If you have an adult daughter, and even if you are okay with her doing OnlyFans as a living, that's one thing. That's trashy. And I mean, it's wrong. But if you actually watch it, you are depraved. And you don't even need to be amongst normal people because you're that depraved and psychotic. You need to wear a bell around your neck to let everybody else know just how disgusting you are. And let each person you come in contact with know what you are, and so they can make a decision as to whether they even want to waste time talking to you or even get close to you. Close enough to touch your nasty ass.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more. Now that I have kids, I feel it to my core what you're saying.
But even when you were young, Lynn, and you, you know, you didn't think about, and none of us do when we're young like that. None of us does. Cause they say that doesn't develop in your brain till you're in your, you know, like 25 or so, but you're doing crazy stuff. And let's just say when you were young, back then, what you would think of would be doing Playboy.
Right.
You know, so because we didn't have OnlyFans and all of that. So if somebody said, would you do Playboy? And you said, yeah, I would do it because you're young. You don't really think through of what the, you know, the consequences could be later on in life or whatever. And you did it. Imagine your dad getting it and looking at it.
I can't even. And the first thing I think of is they can't be related. Like maybe they adopted that, but it's still sick. But like picturing Kyle doing that with our daughter, like never in 1,000,000,000 years, like never. But then I'm thinking like maybe there are these effed up people, like they're really deranged.
Oh yeah, there are. There are people like that. That's what I'm saying. They're just disgusting.
It sends. I can't even tell you how skeed that I am. Like, I can't tell you. I can't.
Yeah. Nope. But especially with the OnlyFans, which is 1,000 times higher on the scale than a Playboy shoot would be.
Right. Playboy's bad enough, but then you've got sexual actions. That's wild. Yeah.
Hardcore.
It's incest almost. I mean, like when you think about it.
Okay. Let's say you were a famous, actress and you had a sex scene in a regular movie, but you had to be topless in the scene. would your dad go watch the movie and just leave before that part, or would he not go at all?
Let me put this into perspective for you. I did a swimsuit calendar for the NBA when I was, he didn't even touch it, like pick it up at the basketball game when he was handed one. He was like, I'm good, like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it now. I get it.
And because weren't you on the cover of it? Like, as it's lying out there, weren't you the cover of it?
Yeah.
I mean, he's just like, I don't.
He's good. I'm good. I'm good. She got, my mom, of course, got one because memories. But like my dad's like, no, like that, even to that level. And I wasn't obviously like
that. But you were too naked for daddy.
Would I have worn it on the beach at a family vacation? Hell no. You know?
Yeah.
But to your question, no, he would not go see it at all. He wouldn't even tell people to go. He wouldn't do any of, he would.
All right. So what if it were one of your brothers? Would your mom watch a sex scene with your brothers?
Heavens, no.
Not even if it's just a legitimate movie.
No.
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 Would she watch if you were in a movie with a sex scene in it?
No.
She wouldn't?
I mean, I don't know how to say, because if I was like a, I'm trying to put myself like, you know, how high of a status.
Well, let's say you're an established movie star, but this is your biggest movie.
Yeah.
This is what's really going to put you over the top.
I mean, I don't know. It's tough to say because my mom has always been like, I'm going to support you no matter what, you know, so I don't, would she go? Maybe. But then during that,
but I don't mean it's like a 50 Shades of Grey type of movie. I'm saying it, it's a regular movie, a drama.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the drama, you and the lead actor have a scene, a love scene.
Yeah,
love
scene. Okay, well,
That you're, you know, simulating the regular, like a, like a legitimate movie.
Right, I gotcha.
Love scene, sex scene. It's not what the whole movie's about. It's
right. I gotcha.
That's what I mean. Cause what I'm thinking about is Liv Tyler. Okay. And you know, her dad, Steven Tyler, was talking about the first movie that he saw, like her first movie. I think there was a scene like that in it. And then he was uncomfortable when it came up and, but he did watch it.
Yeah.
And he was uncomfortable about it.
Steve Gladden. No. Carol. Oh yeah. She'd be front row. Mm-hmm. Be like, there's my baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, my dad wouldn't know. I don't think he could. It's just his personality. You know, he'd be proud of me.
Yeah.
Not for that scene, but for being successful, you know.
You know, and I always wonder that about actors, actresses. You know, even if they're, it's just a quick nude scene.
Yeah.
Like that, what was the name of that, that show with Nicole Kidman, where they lived on the beach and they were having the wedding and somebody got murked at the wedding.
Yes. Family, or no, I know what you're talking about. It was recent.
Yeah.
With Liev Schreiber.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Family Affair?
What was it? Family or something.
Yeah.
Something Affair. I don't know, but yeah.
So the one that played the bride to be in that movie.
Yes.
I think she was in the first season of,
The Perfect Couple.
Yeah. But was she in the first season of, White Lotus? And then she had a quick like topless scene or something in that.
Yes.
So I wonder like if like her family, cause she's a younger, actress and she's, you know, innocent looking and all that. And it was just a quick topless flash or something. Mm-hmm. Like I, you know, if I'm her dad sitting in the audience, I'd be like, it's enough to look away, but not get up and leave.
Right.
I always think that would be weird.
It, I mean, it's gotta be. Are you talking about Dakota Fanning? She was in.
No, it was the one that played the, she was getting married to the son of Nicole Kidman.
Oh, yes. Megan Faye. Yeah. I know who you're talking about. She was in White Lotus. Yeah. I don't know. Would you be able to, I mean,
No, if it's a situation like that, and you know, Lainey would tell me, "Dad, I'm going to be." It's just a quick shot of me standing in the room topless or getting out of bed top or whatever. I'll warn you when it's coming up.
Yeah.
Because I'll be sitting there. Whenever. I could deal with that.
Yeah. Sex scene.
But not a full scene, and I'd have to leave and come back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get that. Some about their dads and daughters. Mm-hmm. You know, even Jody wouldn't be like, yeah, but she would be a little dip. Like my mom, like always want to be supportive. Like go see it, you know.
And Jody would be like, Lainey.
Yeah. You better pray right now. Yeah. I just can't even fathom that, you know. No.
Mm-mm. What about you, Riggins? Would your mom see, you know, a quick crotch shot of you in a movie?
I think so. No, I don't. No, never. I don't think so. She'd probably like, the same thing. Go ahead, sorry.
When I said you're hiding your light under a bushel, I didn't mean that.
Exactly.
Put that back under the bushel.
Yeah, right.
In the bushel basket.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, God.
Yeah. I get it. You want to be proud of your kids, but there are some limits to that.
Yeah. But, you know, it's also that weird Hollywood culture.
Yeah.
Makes it different.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're all weird, right? I mean, do they have morals? I don't even know.
Yeah, the ones that do don't live out there. Most of them, you know, they live in other places and they just still make movies like that. Lucas Black, y'all know who that is? Lucas Black, he's from Alabama. He played the little kid in Sling Blade. He also played in one of those Fast and Furious, like the Tokyo Drift one or something. He also was on the CSI New Orleans. He was on that for years. He's a, you know, well-established actor. But he doesn't live in Hollywood. He still does movies all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, his Instagram is about him doing the things that he loves doing. Like he told Ace and me when he was little, because he's from that area close to Huntsville. Mm-hmm. And we interviewed him when he was little because he was, you know, getting all these acting jobs and stuff. And he said all he wants to do. So if you're going to, you know, be a movie star the rest of your life, is this a dream come true for you? And he goes, no, I want to be a bass fisherman.
Oh my God, that is precious.
He said, I want to be a professional bass fisherman. And so you go to his Instagram now, he's constantly fishing in tournaments and he's got his own line of Christian merch and he's always talking about the Lord and teaching his sons how to do manly things, you know, bringing back masculinity and in the Christian way and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. He's really cool. Yeah. You looking at him now?
Yeah.
So you know who I'm talking about?
I know exactly who you're talking about.
When he played in the movie of Friday Night Lights, he was in that too.
Yes. I was trying to think what I had, because obviously I didn't watch Tokyo Drift. I mean, you know.
Yeah. He's probably about y'all's age.
Yeah. He's born in 82. So 2 years older than me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A sweet boy.
Yeah. Super sweet.
Love that.
Oh. And you see his hat that he's wearing?
Yeah.
This is his merch.
Oh, that's his. Lord.
About the Lord.
Does he have any hats?
Yeah.
I've been looking for a good, like, Christian hat. That makes sense.
Yeah. Christian Dior?
That or the Lord. And if they could go hand in hand, that'd be fantastic.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
What is new radio?
New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.